we ended off yesterday discussing the comments of the Taz from Sifat Beis, who's ostensibly discussing serving trays. And we quoted the Sugaba Shoshanim, who presents three approaches in Achrona to understand the distinction that the Taz makes, and what is the basis of a kula for a serving tray to consider it not to be Ka'ara Achas. The first approach he quoted from some Achronim is that when the Taz mentioned both putting it in front of you on a plate, putting it in front of you and putting it in front of you on a plate, both of those are significant, that the kula of the Taz is only relevant where not only are you putting the food in front of you, but you're putting it on a plate. So if you just put it on the table, then that would be insufficient to obviate the Kara Achas problem. And then the Sidri Taras position is that no, the plate is kind of incidental, and what's critical is whether you're putting it directly in your mouth or putting it on the table in front of you, whether or not there's a plate. And then you put a third position, the Prideya, that plate or no plate, the issue is whether there's a Shinoi relative to the norm and how to relate to the serving tray at hand. The Pesachei Das quotes on page Kuf Mem Ches, Kuf Mem Tes from Rav Yoshev that it sounds like the way he says it is, even if you have a plate in front of you, if you have a serving tray that has the kinds of food that people repeatedly take from, let's say you have a plate of potato chips or popcorn, and everyone keeps on taking potato chips or popcorn, like one or two at a time, then even if you put it on a plate in front of you, that's still considered kara achas. That would be a problem, because even though you're putting it in front of you, you're basically eating from the plate. The recommendation that he has there is if you're going to have potato chips or popcorn from a common serving tray, you should take a large quantity once and put it in the plate in front of you, and then he feels that would be acceptable. But to keep on repeatedly taking from the central serving tray time and time again, even if you're putting it in front of you, he quotes from Rabbi Yoshua, that would be potentially problematic. Rabbi Willow's general orientation in these things is whether you're taking it from the serving tray and putting it in your mouth or not. So if you're putting it in front of you without, with or without a plate, like this Sidri Tara, that would be generally acceptable. If you're going to put it in your mouth, then that is a problem. So if you're going to take potato chips from the central serving tray, the plate, and put it straight in your mouth, that would be a problem. If you're going to put it in front of you, that would be okay. The huadin, presumably a potato chip bag, would be a problem if both husband and wife are taking out of the bag and then eating it straight. That's basically karachas. What about dipping vegetables into a common vegetable dip? The Sugaba Shoshanim, Perek Dalet Se'if Kaf, Peridalis of Kaf talks about whether you can dip in a common salt dish. If husband and wife are eating together, they both have bread, can they dip the bread in a common salt dish? So he's not sure about that. Rabbi Forst assumes that's the same question as a vegetable dip. Rabbi Forst thinks that you should be machmir. Rabbi Willick thought that in principle you could be makel, because essentially what you're eating is the vegetable, you're not eating the dip. The dip is incidental to the vegetable, so it's not like you're both taking from a common serving tray and eating that food, you're just dipping a vegetable in the dip. Although he acknowledged that if your interest is in the dip as much as the vegetable, so then presumably yesh makom lahachmir. Ramosha has an innovative position about the gather of Kara Achas, which ends up with a potentially massive Chiddush B'chumra. Ramosha's Chelek Aleph Yaradeya Simen Sadi Beis, Chelek Aleph Yaradeya Simen Sadi Beis, 1951 Tshuva, too, Rabbi Yamin Zev Sugar.
Sabbath Beis or Sabbath
Beis? Tufshin Yud Beis, 1952.
No, the which?
1951. Oh, Simon Sadi Beis. Felik Aleph Simon Sadi Beis. Tshuva, too, Rabbi Yamin Zev Sugar, who I believe has been the first grade Rebbe in MTJ for decades. At the time, he was learning in Beis Medrash Elyon. So Ramosha's analysis of this Taz in Sivkat and Beis is that the significant distinction is not between, you know, the Taz distinguishes essentially between big pieces and small pieces. The significant distinction is not whether something is a serving tray or the tray that you eat from, but rather whether we're talking about a type of food that is typically a single serving or food that would serve more than one person. So if you have food which is meant for more than one person, and both people are taking from that food in a central location, that would be permissible. But if you have a portion that is designated or generally assumed to be for one individual, then if both people take from that common portion, even if they intend to split it from the get-go, that would be problematic. So Ramosha assumes, for example, that if you have a roll, a small roll, which he presumes is intended for a single person, then it would be problematic. That roll essentially, leaving aside situations in which there could be shiurei machal ramifications, which we haven't gotten into yet, but even if there's no shiurim issues, there's no leftovers issues, no one started eating it yet, but if you have something that is bimahuso, a one-person portion, then splitting it from the get-go would be an application of problematic kara achas. If you have a roll, a single serve roll, or a soda can, which is presumably only meant for one person, then to split that soda can in two, or to split that, to pour the contents of that soda can into two cups, or to cut that roll in half, or cut the bagel in half, would be problematic. So essentially, Ramosha views that as what's considered derechiba. Meaning, the critical issue isn't whether you put it on your plate or not on your plate. If you have something which is a large quantity meant for multiple people, and both people take it, so even if they don't put it on their plate, they just put it in front of them, that's okay. But if you have a quantity that's designated, meant, usually intended for a single person, then for husband and wife to split that would be a type of kiruv das that would be problematic. The Moshe thinks that in principle, mikra din, to take from a common butter dispenser, common butter container. Does anyone eat butter anymore? Yeah? Okay. So to take from a common butter container, in principle, since that's not designated for just a single person, in principle that should be okay, but he thinks it should be machmir lechafila because it looks like karachas, it has the appearance of a smaller portion bikarachas, and he's also concerned that there's a greater potential in coming to shiurei machal if you share a butter container. One second, Benji. That's Rav Moshe's position, which Rabbi Forrest acknowledges is a unique chumer that we don't find in other poskim. But come out according to Rav Moshe, Rabbi Forrest points out that if you go to a restaurant and you order a single portion, which is intended for one person, so even if you intend meirosh to split it onto two plates, according to Rav Moshe, it seems that would be problematic. Unless maybe most people who go to that restaurant split a portion because the portions are so big it's not really edible. You know, one person can eat it on his own. Yeah.
So two things. According to Ramosha, how would you get around cutting challah?
Cutting a big challah? A big challah is a big challah. So how would you get around cutting a roll?
Well, challah is, okay,
Challah is big. Challah is intended for more than one person. He's talking about a small challah roll.
Right. Oh, single serving.
Single serving, small challah roll. Rabbi Forsheimer thinks that even if you're going to be machmer like Ramosha by challah rolls, but it doesn't apply shal shittis. Because shal shittis, everyone has challah rolls, and they cut them. So I would say hagufa. If you're going to tell me that a shal shittis, people cut the challah rolls, that means that the challah roll definitionally isn't intended for a single person. And
no, but normally when you go to a bar mitzvah, everyone makes their own challah rolls by the first and second suda, but by shal shittis they only put a few out there, everyone shares.
So the fact that there are contexts in which it's meant to be split should mean that bimahuso is not intended, it's not definitionally
you can understand that it depends on what meal you're doing. Bimahuso, it would depend if person's going to generally be hungry at that time of day or not. So if a person's hungry or during the day.
That's a little bit of a funny thing to say, that the whether it's considered kar achas or not would depend on what meal you're holding in. Okay. I mean, you could have said, say the same thing by sodokan. Sometimes the norm is to share sodokans. I don't know. But that's Ramosha's position, which is, again, a chiddush that other poskim don't have. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, so then therefore when it comes to, according to Ramosha, when it comes to a butter dish or a butter, whatever, what do you say, you have to put it on your plate first?
That wouldn't help.
So not at all, you can never share it then.
Right. And then the ikker, then the butter, he thinks is okay, but he thinks, yesh lahachmir. If yesh lahachmir, so then even putting it on your plate wouldn't help. It seems that in general, most of the contemporary farm aren't as concerned about Ramosha's application here to rolls and cans, and yesh al milas melach not to accept that chumrah. Rabbi Willie doesn't think that it's necessary to be machmir on rolls or cans like Ramosha. Okay, the related issue to Shulchan Echad Arkara Achaz is Shiurei Kos and Shiurei Machal. So most Rishonim have no such halacha of Shiurei Kos. The Agos Maimonios quotes this Perikud Aleph Oslamid in Yisrei Bia, Perikud Aleph Oslamid, he quotes this from a Yireim. The Yireim bases himself on that Gemara in Shabbos of Achalim Yivashasemi. I'll just read you the line from the Hagos Maimonides again, Perikud Aleph Os Lamed. Afilu lishtos bechli sheshasa sabo, even to drink from the cup that he drank from, that she drank from, sorry, a kasa vireim sheaser, kedemash v'hasem gabi uvda detana develiyo, achalim v'shasemi. Yakol devara, heshe la baruch ha-malkam sheharago, mashma, shal kol inanash. Whatever is listed in the difference in behavior of this Tamei Chacham between Yimei Libuna and Yimei Nidusa is halakha significant. These are all actions that are problematic Yimei Nidusa and Yimei Libuna. So one of them is Shasimi. So the Reimah Dusa Shasimi means drank from her cup. Beit Yosef quotes this position of the Reim, and he explains that the Isser of drinking from your wife's cup is that you shouldn't be no sin libo leha v'yavu lidei hergal davar. But the Isser only applies to a husband drinking from a wife's cup, not to a wife drinking from the husband's cup. That's what the Taz writes here in Stifkat and Hey. He mataris lishtos, tehi lo miragla leila veir. The whole concern is only hergal davar. Hergal davar in this situation is one directional. We're worried that his drinking from her cup will be mevili de hergal davar. Her drinking from his cup will not. So the din is only, sif dalit, lo yishtem ishiri kol shashasa sahi, but not in the reverse. So this is a one-directional harachaka. Father Shulchan points out, Sivkatan Samech, that this applies to drinking from the same can, the same container, the same bottle as well. It's not only Shirei Kos, but Shirei any receptacle that she drinks from. So if she drinks from a soda can, then it would be usher for the husband to drink from the same can. That's considered Shirei Kos as well. Rav Avadia is a little bit makel here. Chelechas Yabi Omer Simin Yudzayin Oskimo. Yabi Omer Chelechas Yeredeya Simin Yudzayin Oskimo. Rav Avadia was asked whether if a wife drinks from a soda can with a straw, can the husband finish drinking the contents of that can with a different straw? Ravadia writes that since the whole din of Shirei Kos anyway is subject to machlokes, the smack is makel, the Rambam doesn't have it, the Rash, but the Spag, Sefer Chuva, Beit Yeruchim, that's the whole slew of Rishonim that are makel on Shirei Kos, that make no mention of such an iser, so by implication, they're makel. And the Mordechai, Shem Rabbi Elzel, see in a moment, the Yerevus Mafmir. That's a minigolem, but since, according to Rov Rishonim, many Rishonim, Rov Rishonim, it's mutter anyway, so with a shinoi, it should be mutter, with a heker. So the fact that you use a different straw is a sufficient heker that is not viewed as continuing to drink from her leftovers. As long as you're not using the same straw, it would be mutter to drink from a different straw. That's what Rav Avadia paskins. Cheleches Simen Yudzayin Os Gimel. Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai Bizel Lashon. The Mordechai is in Tavshin Mem Gimel. Tavshin Mem Gimel. Amar Aviyah Nida Sheshasa Sabekos V'Nishar Bo Kitzas. Halacha kibalti ne rabosai lahatir. Again, nida sheshasas of the kos, she drinks from a cup, the nishar boksas, and there's a little left. Halacha kibalti ne rabosai lahatir. De einza shosa ima mamish. The problem would be to drink, if they're both drinking at the same time, from the same cup, maybe he means if there's significant leftovers. But if there's a little bit left, that's not considered shasa'imi. Okay, that's the Mordechai the way the Beis Yosef quotes it. In the Mordechai we have, Simen Tavshin Mem Gimel, there's a slight but significant difference in the Nusach. Again, the Nusach in the Beis Yosef is Nida Sheshasas Abikos, the Nishar Bo Kitzas. Halacha kibalti me rabose leheter. The Mordechai we have says, Nida sheshas the bakos, the nishar boksas, the hochala, kibalti me rabose leheter. So he adds a vav and adds a la, but totally changes the meaning. Doesn't mean I have a kabbal from my rebbeim leheter. It means that if there's leftovers and then she left, the hochala, then kibalti me rabose leheter. So the kula, the Mordechai, the way we have it in the Mordechai, only applies, even if there's a little bit left, it's still us, sir. There's only a kula if she leaves. She leaves the premises. Leaves the room, leaves the premises. That's where the Mordechai meant to be made. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Mordechai in a much more expansive way, that the heter is, even without her leaving, and the Mordechai lefaneinu indicates that the heter is only if she does leave. That is one of multiple heterion that we have, Bishiri HaKos, that the Hagos Maimonides himself quoted, and we'll see that's quoted in the Halakha and the Ramah here. I'll just continue reading from the Hagos Maimonides, again, Yud Aleph Lamed. Avalampura kamashka mikli al kli acher. If the woman drinks from a cup, and then the contents are poured into another cup. Afilam huso kli risha mutter lo lishasimena. Acher eshinishtana baharaka mikli al kli. So once the contents are poured into another cup, even if you pour them back into the first cup, the issue of shirei kos doesn't apply anymore. Now the Ramah has other heterim as well. Imlo shemafik adam acher b'neim. Number one, the Ramah quotes lahalacha that there's no problem shirei kos if someone else drinks in the middle. So the wife drinks from the cup, and then she gives the cup to another family member to drink, and then the husband takes it. That's not a violation of shirei kos. O shehurat mikos zeh al kos acher afilu hutzel kos vishon. That's the Agos Maimonides who just quoted from the Urayim. V'im shasasa v'hu eina yodeya v'rotza lishtas because shala eina srika lahagilo shala yishta. But you don't have to tell him that it's shirei kos. Also from the Hagos Maimonides. Because there's no chiba there. The whole concern is that drinking from her cup engenders the possibility of margula le'lavera. So that's only true if you know that it's her cup. If you don't know it's her cup, then there's no concern of chiba, no concern of hergal davar. V'im shasas ha-mikos v'halchala yesh omim shemutr lo'lishas ha-mosar d'me'ach shekvar halcha ein kan chiba. That's essentially the Mordechai lefaneinu, that if she leaves the premises, then the iser shirei mach of kos doesn't apply anymore because there's no more chiba. The Shulchan writes, Sukkotan Ayin Dalid, that you can even ask her to leave. Let's say you want to finish the cup that she started. So you can even ask your wife to leave so that you can have her shirei kos. Let's say she comes back. So she left, you start drinking the rest of her cup, and she comes back in the middle. Piska Shuva Sukkotan Zayin from the Yad Eliyahu. And Baza Bamza Mudur Ligmor. So, as long as you started when she's gone, doesn't make a difference if she comes back. Okay. Ramosha writes, Chela Bey Simon Pei Gimel. Excuse me, Chela Bey's Simon Pei Gimel. What are the Shiurei HaKos ramifications for the Kiddush wine? So as we just said, the Isser only applies to her drinking from his cup, for him drinking from her cup, not her drinking from his cup. And that's muskan. So Moshe writes, there's no problem with a woman drinking from her husband's kiddush cup after you make kiddush, as long as she doesn't leave over anything in the cup that the husband may come to then drink himself. Because once she drinks it, it becomes her shirei kos. And then it would be usher for the husband to finish it off. So the husband makes kiddush, drinks some wine, gives it to his, makes kiddush, drinks some wine. We'll talk about giving it to his wife in a little while, whether that's an issue of being mishager kos. Definitely, husband puts it down, his wife takes it, drinks the rest of the kiddush, wine, that would be acceptable. So that's all as far as shiurei kos. What about shiurei machal? Is there an issue eating leftovers of food? Mechaber has no such issur. Mechaber only talks about shiurei kos. But the Rama at the end of Sif Gimel writes, Yesh omrim sha'asir lalecha mishiurei machal shalom. Not only is there an issur of shiurei kos, there's an issur of shiurei machal as well. What's the source for that? Siddhar Gamosha Ostala Kosis from the Kuntresin. And the Gaon here in Sivkat and Yud says, based on that same Gemara, that the Yireim quoted, Achali mi v'shasei mi. So just like the Yireim says, you see from Shasei mi, that Shirei Kos is Aser. So Achali mi tells you that Shirei Machal is Aser as well. It's all in the same breath. Achli mi v'shasi mi. Whatever is true by kos, by mashke, is true by machal as well. The shach in Sivkata and Ches thinks that machal, in theory, may be more chomer, or more logically usher. Fisha Rabbi Dar Gemosha Kasev Din Zev Hashem HaKuntris Shematza Al-Karcha Kasev Din Zev Hashem Yim Shomer Aval Fini Istaiti Dagos Maimini B'Shem Re'ei Mordechai Perkam D'Shabdis B'Shem Arash Shemehem B'Kor Haidina D'Lo Kaman Siftala D'Lo Yishta M'Shirei Kosh Shasla Sham Buchach Lehedya D'Kol Shekein D'Lo Yochal M'Shirei Machal Shela V'Ad Rabbi Shesia Nilma Mechila. The Sidri Tara is not so sure what the Kol Shekein is. Maybe Hu Adin. That's what the Gaon seems to be quoting. It's all you see. Now, it's true. The Yireim doesn't actually talk about Machal. The Shach is assuming Hu Adin, that whatever is true by Shirei Kos should be true by Machal as well. But it's unclear what the Kal V'Chomer is. Why is that? So it should be the same. Why should it be more? If anything, the Sidri Tara points out here in Sifkat and Ches, that the Beis Yosef quotes in Orchas Chayim, the Beis Yosef in the Bedek Abayis quotes in Orchas Chayim, who's beferish in distinguishing between Shesia and Ochila, that there's more chiba when it comes to Shesia than when it comes to Ochila. If sharing a cup of wine or sharing a cup of a drink creates more of a level of kiruv das than sharing food. So the fact that we have an Isser of Shirei Kos doesn't necessarily tell you to be machmir by shirei machal as well. So the kal v'chomer of the shach may be a little difficult to understand at first, but the Gaon says at least it's a wadin. Even though, aside from these kutresim, we don't really find the feirish in any of the rishonim an iser of shirei machal. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by. Here in Sivkat and Yud Beis, how is it that we're so confident, the Rambam so confident to be machmir Shirei Machal, if the Beis Yosef is beferish that is mutter based on the Zoruch Chaim, and you don't find in Rishonim, other than this kuntresim that the Rambam quotes, you don't find in Rishonim any explicit iser of Shirei Machal. Especially since we well understand why you would be more machmir by shirei mashkin than shirei machal, because drinking engenders more of a kiruv das. What we do have here, at least, is a Taz in Sifkat and Dalid, who writes that all the kulos that apply to shirei mashke apply to shirei machal as well. So if someone else eats from it in the middle, or if the woman walks out, or presumably if you pour from one utensil or transfer the contents from one utensil to another, then the Isser of Shirei Machal wouldn't apply. Then the later Sfarim they discuss, is that really true? Is that true that if you transfer the contents of a davar gush, of something solid, you have a piece of chicken, so she didn't finish eating her piece of chicken on her plate, so now if you just put it on a different plate, does that totally obviate the problem? Are you now home free? That's no longer considered shirei machal. The remosha, and that tshuva we quoted before, chelik aleph tzadi beis, the roll and soda can tshuva, remosha has a line which isn't really relevant to the tshuva per se, but he does have a line in there, half apropos to nothing, where Moshe seems to pretty clearly assume that simply transferring the contents of a solid food from one utensil to another would not solve the problem of shirei machal. So that's not the thrust of Moshe's focus there, but he has a line where that does seem pretty clear.
That it would not?
That it doesn't help. Transferring the contents does not help. Transferring the food to another plate doesn't help. Rav Uzner and Minchas Yitzhak. Minchas Yitzhak is Chelek Zayin Simen Ayin, 770 if you want to remember it easily. Minchas Yitzhak writes that you should distinguish between that which is normally eaten in a on a plate, in a kli, that which is normally stored in a kli, and that which is not. If you have something that you don't need a plate for, let's say you have bread. So you don't usually need a plate for bread. So transferring bread to another plate doesn't help if you don't really need the plate to begin with. If you have something that you would never eat without a plate, then transferring it to another plate would be helpful, would change the status of shirei machal. If you have something like bread that you never need a plate for to begin with, then simply putting it on another plate is not going to help. I mean, the reason in Svara that you would entertain being a machmir on transferring a dover gush onto another plate is that when it comes to mashke, if you pour liquid from one cup to another cup, so on some level you're changing its identity. It's not the same liquid that you had before. If you take a piece of chicken and move it from one place to another, one plate to another plate, you haven't changed its identity. It's the same piece of chicken. So along those lines, what Minchas Yitzchak seems to be suggesting is if you have something where the plate is necessary, then if you transfer it to another plate, that's of significance. If you have something where the plate's not necessary at all, then transferring it to another plate is meaningless. The Sugaba Shoshanim Perek Vav Sifches is Mako basically across the board, that you can rely on these kulos by shirei machal, even on a davar gush, to transfer it to another plate, and that would solve the problem. Pischei Das quotes from Rav Yashiv as well. That's Rabbi Willick's position, Lahalacha. And again, that's the pashas of the Taz. The Taz says that all the kulos by shirei mashka, by shirei akos, apply to shirei machal. No indication that this kula was left off the list. Bali Yisholchan Sifkatan Nun Gimel and Shevet Alevi are mako to use the same toothpaste dispenser and share toothpaste. That's not considered shirei machal. Rav Avadia points out, page Kuf Kafe, that the minhag of Edom Mizrach is like the Mechaber, that there's no issur shirei machal at all. He notes that the Ben Ishkai writes in a bad leather of Machmir, but Rav Avadia thinks that the correct minhag for Edom Mizrach is to not be considered as shirei machal, as the Mechaber makes no mention of it. The Then he discusses in Shuvah, Chelechas, the same Shuvah we quoted before, Chelechas Yeredeya Simen Yudzayin Os Gimel, Chelechas Simen Yudzayin Os Gimel. So if you're a Sephardi, and there's no Issa Shir Machel, it's only an Issa Shir Mashke, what's the din of ice cream? Ice cream and mashkas or ice cream and machal? That's Ilchas Brachos Shaila. What's the shear for Bracha Achrona? So he says, if they're slurping the ice cream or the ices or licking it, so then you should be machmir that you shouldn't lick your ices. That's derechiba. Most people would not lick someone else's ices. But if you're just eating ice cream, he quotes this as a machlokas between two brothers, the Betzel HaChachma and the Debre Tziner. That the Debre Tziner thought that ice cream is like mashka, and Reb Tzal Stern thought that it's like macha. Reb Avadya is not sure in the end. And for Ashkenazim, it doesn't make such a difference because we're machmer on shirei machal as well. Gemara has in Ksuba Samach Aleph from an Aleph. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chananya Amar Rav Huna. Kol Malachas Sheisha Osa Labayla Nida Osa Labayla. Chutz Mi Mizigas Hakos Vatzas Amita Bar Chatzas Pana Vyada Varaglav. So all domestic chores that a wife has, she can perform even when she's in Nida, with the exception of Mizigas Hakos Vatzas Amita and washing kind of Yadav Viraglov. So even though this comes up late in the Siman, since Mizigas HaKos is relevant to what we've been discussing so far as our Chakos regarding food and drink, let's just talk about Mizigas HaKos now. What is the gedder of this Isser of Mizigas HaKos? The Ghost Maimonides that we quoted before quotes from the same Yerayim. He also quotes this here in Sif Yud, that the Isser Mizigas HaKos is only if she is Mozeges together with Moshita. That it's only problematic if she both pour slash dilutes the drink and then extends it to her husband. But you need both steps in order to violate the Isser of Mizigas HaKos. Piskei Das points out that's what the Rambam sounds like. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perikof Alef Halacha Ches, Perikof Alef Halacha Ches in Ishus. Kol Malachos Sheisha Osa Labayla Nida Osa Labayla Chutz Mimizigas Hakos Asasimita Chas Tepani Yad Veraglav Gzeir Mishum Hir Her Shema Yavo Livo Lefikach Matzas Mitasa Kishin Nida Shalom Befanav Mozegas Hakos. The Eina no senas aso biyado kedarka tamid ela manachas aso al aretz olakli ala shofan hunolo. So what are you supposed to do? It doesn't say that you're not allowed to be mozegas akos at all. No, mozegas akos like normal, just don't put it in front of him. Don't give it to him. That sounds like the isser isn't meziga alone. Meziga alone is fine. It's meziga together with hoshata, with placing it in front of him. That would be problematic. The Rashba, that the Beis Yosef quotes, argues that Mezigas HaKos is usher in of itself. So if she is Mezigas HaKos on behalf of the husband, even if she doesn't end up giving it to him, that would still be usher. What is the Mechaber, right? Sif Yud. Kol Malachos she'isha osa labayi lanida osa lo chus b'mizigas hakos she'asura limzog hakos deramai etz b'fanav. U'lahanicho l'fanav ala shulchan elim kein ta'asa shem heker kigon she'tanichenu ala shulchan b'yatzmo o tanicheyu ala kar o ala keses. So if you make some shinoi, that would be okay. The shachrim tefkati nidala goes in the bach. That meziga shalom b'fanav is aser as well. And the shach assumes, like the Ramah here, that meziga is only a problem if it's b'fanav. The Rashba assumes that the Isser of Mezigas HaKos is limited to Yayin. Or maybe other alcoholic beverages, but doesn't apply to other drinks, to non-alcoholic drinks. That's the Rashba's position. The Ritva, in the Sugya Derim Ksuba Samach Aleph, assumes that Yayin is Lav Dafka. And the issue isn't so much the hachana is the hashata, meaning part of this question is it doesn't only apply to yayin, it doesn't only mean diluting with water. The classic mizika means diluting wine with water. So the Rashba limits it into wine. The Ritva assumes that it applies to all beverages, and the issue is preparing a cup and then giving it to your husband. If not the diluting per se. Rabbi Forrest, the Pisei Das, pointed out there is a Sefer Manig. Sefer Manig has a line that he says the Isser of Mezigas HaKos applies even to water. That's a unique sheet in Rishonim. Or at least the Manig is reflecting Minuk as such, but you don't find another Rishonim. Everyone else assumes that to the extent that the Isser applies to other beverages, it does not apply to water. The Shach assumes here, Lalach and Sukkot in the Gimel, that the din, it assumes not like the Rashba, that the din of Mezigas HaKos applies to other beverages as well, is not limited to wine. And that's what we assume, Lahalacha, like the Shach, that the Isser applies to all beverages. Then the Mechaber writes in Sifyud Gimel, Kishem Shasur Limzoglo, Kachu Asur Limzoglo. The Yisur is bidirectional, as opposed to Shirei Kos. Yisur Mezika is bidirectional. That's based on the Rashba. That only is the wife not allowed to be mosaic for her husband. Husband can't be mosaic for the wife. And then the Mechaber here goes on to another din of Shigur HaKos. V'lo'od, el afilu l'shloach l'kos shel yayin aser. It's the independent of the Yisra Mizdikas HaKos, even if someone else, let's say, prepare the wine, But there's an issue for a husband to send a cup to his wife. Lo shtakos shabracha, lo shtakos acher, imhu miyuchad la. Based on a Ravid, Rashba quotes a Ravid. Avalim shosim hey meyoso kos v'shasas I abas rayu leslamba. If other people drink for the cup and then she drinks, that's not a problem. So this is an additional iser of shigirakos, which applies even without mizika, and applies even if you're mishabir ayde shaliach, potentially. How is this relevant to Kiddush? So we quoted before Reb Moshe's comment that there's no issue of Shiurei Hakos if a husband's going to drink Kiddush, drink the wine, put it down, and then his wife will drink the rest of it. The other suggestion discussed by Poskim, how to get wine to your wife without violating any Isser, is if you have multiple people at the table, you could pour out of the Kos Shabracha into multiple Kosos, and your wife can take one of them, but that's not considered Mizika because it's not designated for her per se. You don't know who's going to take which cup. And it's not considered Shigur HaKos because you're just sending all the cups down the table. Ba'ad HaShulchan is machmer in that. Ba'ad HaShulchan on page Reish Pei Beis thinks that even sending multiple kosos without designating which one is for her is going to be a problem of Shigur HaKos. But Rabbi Eider, Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Forrest, Piskei Das are all makel on this, that this is a fully acceptable method for getting Kiddush wine to your wife, Dinei Nidusa.
Moshe says also, or isn't
it? Moshe doesn't discuss this, as I recall. Rabbi Eider does have it. I don't think he quotes that from Moshe. Not that Moshe would argue. But, now, are there Shigur HaKos ramifications for a situation where, the first case, the husband drinks the Kiddush wine? So if he puts it down and his wife takes it, you're definitely okay. What if he then gives it to his wife? So is that a problem of Shigur HaKos once he drank from it? So the Sugaba Shoshanim points out that it's the furish and the Prisha that that's not considered Shigur HaKos. The Prisha here in the end of Siman Kuf Sadi Hei, I think it's Sivkat and Yud, writes that if a husband drinks from a cup and then gives it to his wife, so it's not a problem of Shigur HaKos because she's allowed to have his Shigur HaKos. It's not a problem of Shigur HaKos because he already drank from it. Shigur HaKos is only if you're sending a special cup to your wife for her to drink exclusively. But once a husband drinks from it, that's no longer a problem of Shigur HaKos. And he's not sure, and he points out, the Rabbi Morgenstern points out, that that's the implication of the Ravid as well. The source of this halacha, the Isser Shigur HaKos, is from a Ravid. And the formulation of the Ravid sounds like it's only usher if you are miyachi the kos tuur. So in this case, where you drank from it first, even if you give it to her directly, that's not yichud hakos, and that wouldn't be a problem of shigur hakos. But the Sugava Shoshanim isn't sure whether you would say that within the lashon hamechaber. Okay, let's read lashon hamechaber. La'od ela filu l'shloach l'kos shayayin usher. So let's say no one else drank in the intro. So is that okay? So I might have said that the first part is what's critical. He says, imhu miyuchad la. In this case, it's not miyuchad la. What's the contrast between miyuchad la and shosim acherim meyoso akos? So if you have something that is not miyuchad la, but you don't have anyone else drinking in the interim, is that a bama mishigir ko? So that's what the sugad b'shoshanim is unsure about. Bedasa mechaber, precious beferish, that's okay. I would have been inclined to read the mechaber to say that's okay. That lo shna kos acher im hum niyuchad la. And even if it's miyuchad la, if other people drink it in the interim, that's okay. But if it's not miyuchad la, you don't need other people to drink it in the interim. I think that's how I would have read the mechaber, which again is based on the Rashi and the Ravid. But the Sugah B'Shoshanim leaves that as a question, what is the case b'das ha-mechaber? Okay, let's just talk a little bit about Mita Achas, and then we'll wrap up for today. Mechaberates in Sifhei, Lo Yeshe B'mita Miuchadis La'afilu Shelo B'faneh. So a husband shouldn't sit in a bed, in his wife's bed, sit on his wife's bed, even if she's not present. What's that based on? So the Beisos HaKos is from a Rashba. From Rav Haigon, Nira she'aser lishan al mitasa afilu eina imo b'mita b'mnei hergal aveira. The Nira d'var kav v'chomer she'afilu latzi al mitasa b'fana b'saser b'shem hergal aveira. To ask, we just saw in the Gemara in Ksubis, you're not even allowed to make the bed. So lishkav al mitasa mamish she'esh hergal yosir lo koshigayt. So if it's aser to make the bed, then koshigayt is aser to lay down on the bed or even to sit on the bed. So the Rashba's Lashon is Dafka Lishkav, but the Mechaber quotes it as Yeshev. Right? The Rashba says, Kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to lay down the bed. The Mechaber, he doesn't say lay down, he says even to sit. The Taz picks up on that, Sifkat and Vav, Mashva fil yeshiva ba'am b'blo shkiva. If Yeshiva Nami Ika hear her, let me try to hear Yavo Lidei Hergal Aveira. So even though the Rashba, technically speaking, is only talking about laying down, but the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, extends that to even sitting on the bed. He quotes the Tosfos Sabach was Mekel on sitting, but we are Machmir on sitting Lamaisa. So writes by the Yerushalayim Sifkata and Ayin Zayin that we should be machmir like the Mechaber, that you're not even allowed to sit on her bed. What distance should there be between beds? The by the Yerushalayim Sifkata and Kuftetz quotes in the name of the Arizal that the blankets shouldn't touch. That the bed should be at such a distance that the blankets don't touch each other. That's what Rabbi Willer points out is the appropriate distance, the Maisa, that the bed should be separated at a distance where the blankets don't touch. In the Sefer Omani Chor, I'm sorry? Depends how thick your blankets are. If you have a thicker blanket, then you need more distance between the beds. If you have a thinner blanket, then you don't need as much distance.
It'll just go down on the side. It won't be...
But it extends this a little bit...
very minimal, I'm saying. It's a very small... So that's the shear.
That's the shear. In the Sefer Oman Yichoma, Mordechai Gross, the Abezin of Chanicha Yeshiva Sebnei Brak, Simon Reishkaf, Oman Yichoma. I think that's the name of the Sefer. He quotes a Takanas Gedol Yisrael of Lemberg from Tuf Reish Pei Ches, 1928. That the Beth should be an Amma apart. And he doesn't tell you what they held an Amma to be in Lemberg. But whatever the Lembergian Amma was, the Takana, the Gedol Yisrael of Lemberg, was one Amma. Who was the Rav of Lemberg in 1928? You could check. Rabbi Eider quotes in footnote 264 from the Shevet Alevi, quoting from the Chazon Ish, that the requirement of having a separation between the beds only applies when she's on the bed. So if you're not allowed to sit on her bed even if she's not there. But the requirement of distancing the two beds only applies when she is there. So for whatever practical reason you'd have a need to move the beds close to each other when she's not there, that would be permissible as long as you don't sit on her bed. Okay, let's stop here, and then Monday we'll hopefully finish up the simon. Safsal hamisnadneid, stockless, and we'll try to tie up whatever other loose ends we have in the simon. Okay, then the chinah will.